Voltron will be back after these messages. And now, back to Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
Welcome, Voltron fans. This is Mark Morrell, your host for Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast. I'm excited because VoltCon 2020 is coming soon, and we have some guests with us, and we're going to talk about VoltCon 2020, but I have to have my co-host, Greg Tyler. Welcome, Greg.
Hey, Mark Morrell. Hello, Voltron fans and Let's Voltron listeners. It's great to be back, and we're going to be talking about an awesome event, VoltCon 2020.
It's almost here.
Woo!
So I'm very excited. I have several guests here that are the organizers of VoltCon, and I'm going to start off with the primo organizer of VoltCon, Kevin Clark.
Oh, hey, is that me?
Okay. Welcome,
good
Kevin.
To be here, guys. Good to see you.
Good to have you back.
Thanks.
Welcome back, Kevin. And of course, we wouldn't be having VoltCon without the shakeups, and that would also involve Patrick and Savannah O'Connor.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hello, hello.
And we have another member of the shakeups with us as well. So we have Luisana Rodriguez. Welcome, Luisana.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thanks for shaking up the guest roster by joining us. Shake up, that was meant to be a pun, I'm sorry. I'm so excited about VoltCon, I lost my mind. Anyway.
All right, so we're here to talk about VoltCon 2020 because it's almost here, and this is the last final push, and we're excited. And we also want to talk about some of the things that are going to be happening at VoltCon. And we also want to talk about how we're going to be helping to, you know, keep things safe at VoltCon. And then also, we heard there's a really big, cool, special release coming out for VoltCon. So we want to introduce some of that, too.
Hooray!
So Kevin, why don't you get us started? What can people expect when they come to VoltCon in 2020? Say there were some people that came to VoltCon, you know, 2019. And now they're coming to VoltCon 2020. What will they expect that's different? And what will new people expect out of VoltCon 2020?
Well, first of all, we have a much nicer venue this year, and it's a lot larger, so there'll be a lot of space for everybody. I think probably the biggest thing that we're going to make sure that we have everybody social distancing this year. It will look a little different this year than it did last year because of the COVID thing. So everybody will be required to wear a mask. But it's going to be about the same as last year. I know if you weren't there, you wouldn't know what that is. But it's going to be a smaller, intimate kind of gathering where, you know, we're just all having a good time and just meet new people and seeing old friends. So there you go.
Yay.
How's that?
That sounds great. So I wanted everybody to know I have my VoltCon 2020 shirt on.
Awesome.
Nice. Us too.
All right. And Greg has his VoltCon from last year. His VoltCon
The classic, VoltCon classic.
All right, nice. The red one, yeah.
And there will be still vendors this year as well?
Indeed, and a little bit about the space. So our new venue is the Marriott East. It's approximately double the size of the previous space that we had. We've already gone through and measured all the tables further apart. We're going to have, you know, hand sanitizing stations and keep everybody having lots and lots of fun, but a little bit further apart from each other. So it'll be really fun. It's always a smaller event. There's a cap on the tickets. So if you're really interested in going, you want to pick up a ticket sooner rather than later because we have capped it so that we're going to keep the venue about half full, no more than that, so that everybody's nice and safe and cozy. And I just wanted to say a little bit about that. And also the new space is going to have an interesting, fun feature. Luisana and I are both on the hospitality committee. We've been getting ready for baking treats and making all kinds of goodies for you guys this year with extra emphasis on food safety and individual packaging. And those items are going to be available in a new feature called the Con Suite, where we are also able to provide a VIP dessert party for our special VIP guests that and some other fun stuff there. So more with the food and the goodies, and it's going to be in a special own space that's called the Con Suite. And so more on that when you arrive. So people who've been to other conventions kind of know what that's all about. And that's so, just a little bit more about the space I just wanted to toss in there.
So for this convention, it's going to be, you know, we're keeping the same intimate feel that we had the first year, mm-hmm. But we're just branching out a little further, you know, incorporating more into it. Like, for instance, the cosplay contest last year was just a, what would you call it? A hall contest. Whereas this year we're going to have people actually coming up on stage and presenting their costumes as you would in a full-fledged contest. So that sort of thing. And so we're keeping the basics that we had last year that everybody seemed to enjoy and just fleshing them out and making it, you know, more detailed. And there's just going to be more to do.
More judged categories, more prizes.
Is there actual role-playing that they can do with their cosplay?
As long as they do it within the time guidelines.
Okay.
Then yes.
All right. That's awesome. So we also wanted to make a quick announcement here on the podcast. Greg, you are not going to be joining me at VoltCon this year, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm very bummed. Had a schedule conflict, and it was not an easy decision to make. But we did work together on preparing our panels, which we'll get into a little bit later. I'm just sorry I won't be there to meet with everyone and to help you, Mark, up there on stage. So you will be flying solo not solo, because you'll all be there together with fellow Voltron fans and having a great time. I wish I could join you. I definitely am planning and hoping to be there next year for VoltCon 2021.
We will call you and send love and be thinking of you.
Yeah, we will miss you terribly, my friend.
Yeah, right. Thank you. It was so wonderful to meet you all in person last year. So,
likewise.
So while you're looking at that program there, Patrick, would you be able to tell our listeners what panels that I will be helping to give to the VoltCon people that are attending?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to kick things off with Voltron 101, which we did have last year. We thought that's just a great place to start.
Okay.
It's a primer for all things Voltron presented by you.
Yep.
If you're a newbie introduced to Voltron through Legendary Defender and curious about what came before, this is the panel for you. If you're a fan from days of long ago, i.e. 1984, and curious of what came after, this panel is for you. If you're a friend or loved one of a Voltron fan, or you can't tell the difference between Voltron and Optimus Prime, this panel is for you.
That's right. Something for everyone.
And this is kind of a big announcement that we have. They were back and forth as to whether they could attend this year, but Bob Koppler is going to be there, the president of World Event Productions.
Very
and
cool.
Mark, you will be interviewing Bob.
Yes.
I hear we're going to get some nice, juicy behind-the-scenes stuff.
I am excited about that. Bob and I have known each other a long time, I think, since 2012, I think.
Wow. Oh, that's right. You had interviewed them at WEP, right?
Right.
Nice.
Yep. So, yeah, that
was
awesome.
Got to make sure I'm in the room for that one.
And what else?
Let's see. So we also have your Let's Voltron roundtable discussion,
yes.
Basically where people are just going to be able to bring their questions and you're just going to have an informal discussion and provide expert answers.
And we might even bring a couple of people up on stage with us, and we might even have them on the podcast.
Great. Sounds like fun.
Sounds
and
cool.
And finally, we had Five Lines in Four Color, which is your history of Voltron in comics.
Yes, I'm excited about that one. I am actually bringing my whole Voltron comic collection with me.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. So I'm not flying out this year. I'm driving. So
in order to accommodate the collection.
Yep, exactly.
Wow. That's awesome.
You are hardcore, sir.
Did you have to rent a trailer?
I would have had to have, I think, two pieces of luggage extra in order for that to happen.
Wow.
So which lion are you flying to VoltCon?
Yeah, I might be taking the speeder.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
One of those stealth cycles from the third dimension.
Yeah.
You do ride motorcycles, I know.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But we couldn't take that one either because the comic collection wouldn't fit on it.
Yeah, you need two sidecars.
Only we could beam over.
Yeah. You
know, solve everybody a lot of trouble.
Right. So I'm excited about that, and that is something, you know, we're bringing fresh, and along with the Voltron Roundtable and the interview with Bob and Voltron 101, not too much has changed since last time. There hasn't been much happening in the world of Voltron this past year.
But perhaps soon.
Yes, and we're hoping Bob can tell us that.
There you go.
A live action movie.
You got to bring the thumb screws or something to get some more info.
Yeah. Oh, it would be nice if we knew what was happening with movies in general. You know, if they're ever coming back to theaters. Nobody knows.
That's a good
AMC,
point.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
The
movie
industry is in a strange place right now, to be certain.
They just pushed the James Bond movie back to April. Mm. And we heard that Regal, like 563 Regals are shutting down as a result of that. They were counting on that.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, they're closing the entire chain indefinitely.
So it's crazy. Not really sure what's gonna happen. So maybe it'd be better if we did a live action TV series on, you know, Netflix or Amazon Prime or something like that.
Or anime.
Pick anything.
I happen to be enjoying The Boys right now.
I should take the opportunity to tell you that we will have a video room going the entire weekend. So if you're
that's awesome.
Wanting to get that movie theater feel,
yes.
We will have that.
So which kind of cart is it, the same as last year kind of thing, or is it changed up this year?
It's going to be a variety of stuff. I mean, obviously the cornerstones of it will be Voltron related or Go Lion or Die Rugger. And we're throwing in some Robotech, lots of vintage anime and some newer stuff.
Nice.
I can go down the list of some of them if you'd like.
Yeah, cool. Could you please?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. We've got the original Mobile Suit Gundam.
Nice.
We've got Tekkaman Blade. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tekkaman. Very, very fun show from the late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. The Robotech we're going to be showing is the codename Robotech original promotional pilot episode that they did.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. I've actually never seen that.
Yeah. Let's see. Machine Robo, Revenge of Kronos, which is the Japanese version of GoBots.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. It doesn't have the crane doing anything embarrassing, does it? You've seen the video online, right? Where?
Yes.
Yeah, anyway.
Let's see.
I have not.
Yeah. Okay. We also have the Robotech New Generation Mos Pita pilot that they produced.
Nice.
And Robotech 2 the Sentinels.
Mm. Godnar on there?
Yeah, yeah. There are a couple of parental guidance suggested films. One of them is Megazone 23 Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
Which was just
violent.
One of the first OAVs ever released in Japan, yeah. And it was the basis for Robotech the movie, so we thought this was a good year to show that. And Godanner, I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's sort of a giant robot spoof.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It has a slightly adult theme, but no, nothing that will be too offensive.
Okay.
It's very risque.
It's risque. But,
did we discuss these first, Patrick? Before, I don't remember approving all of these weird things.
And
the robots have very large breasts, comically large breasts. I'm
fantastic.
It's just sort of like, I don't understand what the big deal is, and I'm just, I can't stop. And they're just bouncing, just
as if robot breast muscles haven't been a thing since the
70s. That's voluptuous, Tron.
Let's go, Boob Tron Force.
Wow.
And then we have Neon Genesis Evangelion also.
My nice. Favorite.
Savannah's all-time favorite anime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And lots of Voltron and Die Rugger and Go Lion mixed in there as well.
Nice. Very nice. Awesome. Are there going to be, I know the last time on Saturday night, you had a couple of viewings of Voltron Legendary Defender episodes.
Yes.
Would we be doing something like that again?
Yes. Our main evening film this time is going to be The Rise of Voltron from Legendary Defender. That's basically the first three episodes awesome. Strung together.
Awesome.
For the feature, yeah. So, you know, that was one of my favorite moments last year was just sitting and watching some Legendary Defender episodes with the attendees.
Oh, that was great.
And so we thought, we've got to do that again.
Yeah, you know?
So it was the most fun a lot of people had, I think.
The return of the Saturday night pizza party is happening again. And then also the movie will have popcorn and other fun stuff. So it'll be a nice social experience in the giant main hall. So it will be huge to watch it in there. Nice and spacious cool. and festive an atmosphere, I do believe.
We're also bumping up our main programming setup this year, so it should look a little bit nicer than it was a little bare bones last year, but I think this time it's going to be a little more impressive.
Okay.
More projectors, more screens.
Nice.
Louder.
Michael Bay will be
faster. Yeah. Michael Bay will be proud.
No, don't say
lens
that.
Flares.
Lens flares, yes. Michael Bay, no.
Handheld shaky cam, yeah.
So one thing that's different for this year that you didn't have...
Sorry.
One thing that's different from this year that you didn't have last year was the VIP experience. So
yes.
Can you go into a little bit more detail? Say I'm one of those people who purchased the VIP package. What can I expect when I get to VoltCon this year?
Friday night, we have the VIP. You'll have access to our meet and greets. Do we want to tell times for all that stuff, or does it matter right now? Not really. Okay.
They'll be in the program.
That's okay.
Okay. Anything specific on the meet and greet we need to talk about other than...
We have a dessert party happening.
We have a luscious dessert and cocktail party planned. The gals of the VoltCon crew have been hard at work making all sorts of
preparing to make
we haven't made them in advance getting ready to make sure it's a nice experience.
Fixin' to, as we say in Indiana. Mm-hmm.
Fixin' to make it fancy, a fancy shindig for y'all. And so it'll be a nice just a nice little thank you to them with treats and goodies, and then also
movies.
After that, we're going to make, because at meetings we listen to Kevin and Patrick riff so amusingly on watching cartoons, and that's just a fun thing. We're gonna let them MS32K commentate upon a couple episodes of Voltron. So we're going to get some whining Kevin, and we're going to give him a microphone because you all will laugh and all will be mirthful. So that's one thing. Great. That's for Friday.
That's Friday. So yes, then you'll get front row seating to all the panels, VIP seating.
Early access to the vending hall.
That's right. Before everybody else, to get in a half an hour early to go do some pre-shopping. So that's fun.
Okay.
Some limited edition items as well.
You'll get a goodie bag, full of lovingly handmade items, as well as other fun merch and I don't want to give away surprises. Things which you can adorn yourself with to denote your lordship. We will be very excited.
Your paladinhood.
I want to tell you, should we tell them all the things or should we not?
No, I think you should let that be a surprise.
Yeah, that
okay,
should be,
yeah,
okay.
There'll that be lots surprise. Of surprises in the bag. And
yeah.
We know of one thing we can tell them, but we'll hold off on the program until a little bit later. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
And then there's the access to the VIP suite, correct, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or food and drink.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, so you're holding a program. Can you tell us when that's going to be released to the public?
Yes, the week of the event, we will post the main schedule. Not okay. everything will be posted, but the main programming schedule and the video room schedule will be posted. And some of it will be a surprise.
Okay, great. Can you give us just one or two tidbits that people can look forward to?
Sure. Well, we have Kevin McKeever joining us from Harmony Gold.
Yay!
Very nice.
Yes. So we're celebrating.
I'll tell you real quick. At New York Comic Con 2016, we did a live recording at a Voltron event. And Mark kind of poked fun of me a little bit because I think of all the people that I spoke to at the live recording, I think I spoke with Kevin longer than anyone else, any of the Voltron people. So Kevin's an awesome guy.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to meeting him. So he's doing the Robotech, the next phase panel. It is the 35th anniversary of Robotech this year. So
yes,
he's
going
awesome. Over all the latest developments of the franchise, discussing the knock on wood live action film, all kinds of fun things.
Folks, so, let me tell you, it's going to be great.
We've got Rojack Studios displaying and demoing their brand new Voltron video game.
Yes, I've been looking forward to that. I've seen it online. Yeah. I love that the just all the training sessions and all that kind of stuff. Those are awesome.
Yes. We also have our cosplay guests, Eric Stocker, who built the full-size transformable Voltron for last year.
That was so cool.
He's going to be demonstrating it this year, and he also has some other surprises for this year.
Oh, awesome.
So we're excited about that. And then we have Mama Voltron, a.k.a. Marika Levine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She'll be joining us for some cosplay paneling.
She had a great costume last year also. My gosh.
Yeah. She's amazing. And then, of course, we have our musical guests, which I'm sure we'll get into that later on.
I can't wait to get into that one.
And all the fun things that you enjoyed last year, too.
Yeah, silent auction. What else? Lots of different panels about convention life and obviously all aspects of Voltron.
I want to ask Luisana a question.
Sure.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. Luisana, what are you looking forward to at VoltCon 2020 the most?
Well, you know, last year I wasn't really sure what to expect. I kind of got voluntold to do a few things last year and was, you know, like, and I was okay with that because it was lovingly created by my best friends. However, last year was just so amazing, meeting all of our amazing visitors and attendees, and I just had the best time. And I think that what I'm looking forward to most this year is seeing all of those wonderful faces come back to spend some time with us and just getting to hang out with maybe some new people who might join us. But the atmosphere of VoltCon last year was just so amazing and warm and inviting. And so I'm very much looking forward to having a weekend of warm inviting and camaraderie with some really awesome people enjoying some really awesome shows.
I'd like to point out that last year we didn't know what to expect. Like, we had no idea it would turn out to be this warm, friendly atmosphere that it was. You know, we thought it might, you know, not turn out that way.
Can we say now that the danger is past, but there were some kids who were angry about the end of the Legendary Defender series that threatened to, like, come and riot.
Yeah. Take it out on us, yeah.
We had all these, we had, like, people set to do security and, like, all very, and then everybody came and they were just
the nicest people you've ever met.
Warmest, fluffy bunny, exactly. Like, adorable, just nice, dear people who love cartoons.
What kind of people would you expect to come to something where everybody loves a certain thing? And would you expect them to, like, you know, say bad things about it or anything like that?
I think the kids were just, you know, I think they were just venting about their disappointments with the end of the show. And that's totally understandable. But they sounded scary, like legitimately scary. And we were a little bit scared. And now we realize that it's not like that.
And I do have to also say, being part of the shakeups, being a
rock group that travels a lot. We get invited to a lot of different conventions celebrating a lot of different cartoons and themes, gaming conventions, pony conventions, conventions.
We should say that when she says that she loves VoltCon, we have been to hundreds and hundreds of different conventions.
And it's never a terrible experience. And the attendees are always lovely because, when you get a bunch of people together who love a thing and they get to love it together, it's always really nice. But VoltCon just had like that special something, and it's always really funny. Our friends say that the shakeups have very interesting fans, and our pony fans are the cutest, and our Steven fans are the most diverse, but our Voltron fans really are the most inviting and enthusiastic. And I guess I should have expected that, expected just a slight variation on what it is our Voltron fans are like, and that's pretty much what we got. I'm excited to come back and do it again.
Well, that's great.
Well, the first year, I mean, Kevin, I think, also had this experience, but growing up watching the show, I didn't know anybody else that was a fan like I was. You know, like the people that I knew that liked Voltron were the people that I showed it to. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so just to find out that there's this whole other world of, you know, fandom of people out there that have been into this thing for so long.
And they all found it a different way. Together. Yeah. They all found it, you know, in a really unique way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting, though, because it gives us motivation to keep pressing on and to want to keep do it again and again and see what else we can come up with and how much more fun we can have. So I'm excited to see what the future is going to bring for VoltCon. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, every person that we've ever had on the podcast has been just loving Voltron, and we keep on saying, you know, that there's no way we're going to stop this as long as you guys keep on wanting to see us do more podcasts. So obviously we're keeping on going because everybody loves Voltron. So, you know, why stop?
Yep.
It's been more than 200 episodes now, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. What? 202, 203.
This one is 202.
Okay.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah. So I will tell you, I want VoltCon to last for many more years, in part because I still want to do a panel about Amalgamus from the third dimension. Because, I mean, come on.
We'll make it happen.
All right.
We're trying. We know that not everybody will be able to come this year that wants to come. And we send our love to the people that can't make it or that don't feel comfortable coming. But for anybody who does, we promise to keep you as safe as we can. And we appreciate you coming so that we can do it again as well. And so people have been very supportive and loving in that way also. So,
right.
So full steam ahead for 2021, where hopefully the world's a little bit more settled down and even more people.
Okay. Next year's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
2021, baby.
Did I mention the fact that we have two anniversaries for Voltron shows in 2021?
I know that Go Lion is one of them.
So yeah, it's
Voltron Force.
It's the 10th anniversary of Voltron Force.
Wow.
Oh.
And it's the 5th anniversary of Voltron Legendary Defender.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the 40th of Go Lion.
Yeah.
And the 40th of Go Lion.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And which one of Gem, Kevin?
36. Next year will be 36. Hmm. Yeah. 36.
Holding up pretty well.
It's anniversary time, Synergy.
Okay. So lots of big exciting things happening for next year's VoltCon as well. But can we tell you what the biggest thing that's coming up for this VoltCon?
I think you're overselling
the biggest thing.
This is the biggest thing. I mean, we've never
I don't think I even know what it is.
We have never had a convention theme song in any of the conventions I've ever been at. Have you guys ever seen a convention theme song?
Mm-mm. Well, no.
No, really.
Not really. Well, but we happen to have a handy songwriter. Well,
as the shakeups, you know, we play songs about a lot of different cartoons, and we've also sort of branched out to playing songs about different events we've been to. not necessarily a theme song, quote unquote, but like our drummer Steve played me, I can't remember who wrote it. It was a song called At the Con. And I was like, that was exactly the song that I was going to write for our next album, Steve. And it's already been done.
And then to console him, we said, you could just write a song for VoltCon.
So I wrote a song for a specific convention instead of just being at a convention in general.
Right. So the song is I'll Meet You at VoltCon. And you have actually introduced this on social media already, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's out now on our YouTube channel for the Shakeups, and it's also on iTunes now.
Did you get any feedback about it so far?
It's generally been pretty positive. Yeah.
Okay.
The video is if you do check it out, you can also see pictures from last year's event.
So, yes.
We tried to make sure that a lot of fun photos that people sent us from last year's event wound up on there.
Yeah.
So like a slideshow.
We really wanted to capture the feel and the togetherness that we had from the first year, you know, and so that was our impetus for putting that together.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin,
we think it worked.
And it has a special guest star.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Kevin,
didn't you do some background vocals on this song?
Yeah. I mean, they twisted my arm and I
played with my vocoder. You got to be the robot voice.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago when Kevin and I first met up to discuss doing VoltCon, he said, Patrick, what can you do to make me famous? And so I thought, this is what I can do.
Well, you know, you watch your favorite show as a child is about a giant robot, and now we've moved you one step closer to being a robot.
Right.
We gave you a robot.
Wow. Give you the robot voice. Yeah. So Kevin gets to do the vocoder on the song.
So Kevin and I were talking about this before you guys came on, and we said if his name is on the CD insert, he's bound to get royalties, right?
Well,
amusingly, all the proceeds of this EP go to support the continued existence of VoltCon. So,
in a roundabout way.
I'll accept that.
This definitely
VoltCon happen in the future. So yes, he does, and no, he doesn't.
This definitely benefits Kevin.
Nice.
Yes.
But this song is part of an EP that's limited edition specifically for the convention called the VoltCon EP. And so this EP, we didn't mention it earlier, is it's a free extra for the VIPs.
Oh, go so VIPs! Cool.
Yes,
all right.
And we will have a few extra copies to sell. It's going to be limited edition. So,
okay.
Nice.
But all proceeds do go back to VoltCon.
To the Future of VoltCon Fund is what it's technically called.
Nice.
So, do you mind if I read out the list of songs? We have seven total, starting with the convention theme, I'll Meet You at VoltCon. Number two is Robot Arm. Number three is Bebo B. Number four is Max and Miria.
That's a Robotech thing.
Yes, that's from Robotech. And then number five is Cosmo Space Wolf.
Oh, woo.
And then number six is...
Yes, I listened.
Number six is Koran Rap Outtake.
I love that so much.
And number
thank you very much.
Number seven is I Say Vol, You Say Tron Demo. That's from your Legendary Defenders album.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, but this was an earlier version of it. That sounds different.
So this is the when I write songs and record them for the other band members, this is what they get basically at the beginning of the process. This particular one was a little more fleshed out because I had Savannah sing some backing on it as well. But it's has a slightly different quality from the album version, so we thought we'd include that.
Very nice.
So would you mind if we did a broadcast, exclusive broadcast debut of I'll Meet You at VoltCon?
Sure.
We would love that.
Yeah.
Go to town.
Can we dance?
You can dance.
You can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends behind.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. This is the Shakeups from the VoltCon EP, song number one, I'll Meet You at VoltCon.
I added something special to that song, don't you guys think?
Yes.
I think so. Wasn't in it, I can't imagine it being really as good as it is.
Yeah,
maybe on our next EP we'll include the demo version of the song.
Nice. Yeah. I did like that je ne sais quoi that you added there, Kevin.
You know, I do what I do. I do what I do.
You do a good robot.
Yeah, you know, we didn't even hook up an effect to his voice. He just sounded like that.
Yeah, I mean,
nice.
It's all the voices up here first. They start up here.
Just letting out the right one at the right time. Is that it?
It's like a science, you know?
Nice. Not you, Donald Duck. Not yet.
Do you have a picture of your EP there?
I've got it right here.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. That's what I meant to show everybody. Okay. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to show everybody. That exact isn't anywhere with the VoltCon promo stuff, right?
Yeah, it's on our website.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's slightly different, but it's very similar.
You can send them that image, though.
It's a variation. Can we call it that?
Yeah. Variation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Because I got to tell you, there's been many times that we've gone out and bought comic books and there's a variant cover or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Variant logo. So,
yeah. So there you go. Another special thing that only the VIPs are getting, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
And a few select people that buy the limited copies that you have available there.
Indeed. Right.
And I am free for autographs.
Copies of the Legendary Defenders album, of course, as well.
And you can get Kevin's autograph, right?
Yeah, just come see me. Absolutely.
Maybe we
should
make him autograph the ones for the EP. I think for sure. Just get them autographed for you.
So one of the other things that I wanted to talk about was the fact that you did do a Robotech song on this EP. And we are celebrating the 35th anniversary of Robotech at VoltCon, and we'll have Kevin McKeever there to help us with that. But the song that you did was Max and Miria. Why did you pick Max and Miria?
I don't know. They've just always been two of my favorite characters from the show.
It's an inspiring love story.
It is.
Boy meets girl. Girl tries to kill boy.
Right. Just the old story that everybody knows.
Girl turns out to be 60-foot alien. They get married anyway.
The song just sort of, or the plot of their romance kind of fit well into a song.
And you actually have Luisana doing the Mariana part, right?
Miria.
Yes. I'm sorry, Miria part.
you got to get your Zentradi right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, it could be Miriana, Luisana, Miria. It's a hybrid situation.
Yeah, there you go.
Or if you're in Japan, it's Milia.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that was an interesting recording session, as I have to ashamedly admit that I've never seen Robotech, and I have no idea who Max or Miria are, except for through the song demo that Patrick had sent to me. And I started singing it as I would any other song, and Patrick says, "No, that's totally wrong. She's a 60-foot alien
warrior Amazon woman,
and she kicks butt. Try it again." And I said, "Oh, well, that makes way more sense. We will try it again." And yeah,
so, less in your cute, adorable,
yeah,
childlike, sweet voice. Yep.
She excels at doing both, but sometimes I have to direct her as to which one is appropriate for the song.
Luisana is very versatile. She can belt out things in
This was one of my favorite songs to work on for the EP, actually. And I want to point out that originally it wasn't devised to be a cover song or a duet song. It was actually Luisana's idea to do the Miria lines. And we just tried to see how it turned out. And honestly, I thought it was some of the best singing she's ever done. And so
thank you.
It stuck.
Very cool.
When I got the demo, it kind of reminded me of Don't Stop Believing. And I always thought that Don't Stop Believing should have been a duet too.
That's pretty much what I was going for, yeah.
So wow. I thought it would be kind of cute.
I thought it reminded me of Summer of 69.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely supposed to have that sort of mid-80s a little bit overblown feel to it.
You know? I was thinking sort of like the same thing. You know how you don't hear the title "Don't Stop Believing" until very late in the song.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I didn't hear Max and Miria until later in the song. I was like, when am I going to get to hear that?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I always think of things when I'm writing about a show. I'll think of it in terms of the show. I mean, they don't meet each other until like 2/3 of the way through the show. So
right.
Even though they're trying to fight each other the whole time. And also, I don't know, I don't want to spoil anything for people that don't know the story, but the part at the end where they actually end up getting together happens very quickly in the show. And so I had it equally happen very quickly in one line of the song.
Cool.
We probably should have written spoiler alert next to the song track, because if they have not seen Robotech, then that character
arc is ruined.
It's spoiled.
You know, it's the 35th anniversary of Robotech, and Macross, you know, that it hails from is even older, so I feel like there's a statute of limitations there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't ruin how it happens or the particulars, just to know that there's a romance involved, so.
Yeah, Rosebud is a super-dimensional fortress. Yes.
Oh, okay. You were asking about why Max and Miria. It would have been interesting to write a triangle love triangle song with Rick and Minmay and Lisa, but would have been a lot more work.
Well, that would have been what everybody was expecting then.
Exactly.
That's true.
I do have to say, I'm a little bit surprised at this EP. If anybody is not aware, Patrick can be a very prolific songwriter. Mm-hmm. And the Shakeups in Beach City was meant to be
EP. Oh, yeah? This is an actual EP? It's the first one in forever.
This is the first one that was planned and actually turned out to not be
a full-length album.
It's
sort of a joke with Patrick that he says he's going to make a 4 or 5 or, you know, song EP, and it ends up being a full-length 12 to 14 song album with some leftovers that didn't fit. Yeah.
That's what happened with Legendary Defenders, actually, when we did that. It was supposed to just be an EP, and it ended up being a, you know, 15 song album.
Well, epic franchises deserve epic albums, right?
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, when you're inspired, I mean, other properties that we've done songs about, you know, I'm a fan of, but I grew up with Voltron and I grew up with Robotech. And mm-hmm. so, you know, the Voltron property just inspired me more than I normally would be, you know, and I just kept having ideas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. awesome. Just what happened.
And we are so thankful for that.
Yay. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. So, do you mind if I play a little bit of Max and Miria? Max and Miria for you?
Please. All
right. She was notorious, showed no mercy to enemies, battle. mountain, and she was just searching for something. Soldiers from different worlds, each heading up their militia. Sparks flew when that boy met the girl. Maximeria, 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 Maximeria. They met on the battlefield. He won, but not decisively.
She was humiliated and was obsessed with victory.
Wait and see. Then she infiltrated SDF-1 to kill her foe. Eyes locked over a game in the arcade, you know. One night fight later, they were married. Soldiers from different worlds.
Okay, there you go.
Very nice.
That was really cool. And I'm sure if you play that for Kevin McKeever, he would love that.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd like to put it in one of the new things that they're creating, that would be cool too.
Well, yeah. Documentary is in order, where Patrick could write the entire soundtrack in like 12 hours.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Because he could. I just have faith in you.
I've seen him do something similar.
Yeah.
So now that we're getting this close to BoltCon, I have to ask you guys, what is it you're going to do right after BoltCon's over?
We're going to Disney World. No, just kidding.
We are definitely not going to Disney World.
No. We tear down all of the stuff?
Yeah, and after the sadness of everybody leaving goes away, and how do you
sad.
How do you come back to real life after something like BoltCon?
Well, for us, it's that we have another show the next weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. then we'll have a practice for a Halloween show that we're going to be dressed as the Scooby Gang.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Fun. But that's our last event of the year, so.
Yeah.
And then we'll have the sad.
Then we'll have the sad. So we won't have time to have the sad right away.
Because that's okay, because we'll just get together with Kevin and watch some Voltron and start playing it for next year.
Yeah.
All right.
He wants to play D&D with us. I don't think he knows what he's getting into. I don't think he realizes that D&D games take several years to complete, so and involve a lot of math. But
did you see the look on Kevin's face?
This from a man who can't watch an anime because he doesn't want to read subtitles.
Yeah, I forgot. Well, I did that, guys. Sorry.
No, he'll play D&D like you do, where you know you just say magic missile all the time, and we just do all the math on your sheet for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I guess you can play the way I do.
This is worse than a marathon of Monopoly.
I'll just bring the food and watch Voltron.
Monopoly, so it should only take 45 minutes tops anymore to play.
Really?
Yeah.
And where's the monsters and mana?
Oh my gosh. We, you know, with very slight modifications, we could actually play Monsters and Mana instead of Dungeons and
Dragons.
Why doesn't
Monsters and Mana actually exist?
No, I mean, what?
We could make it exist.
We
can
totally
make a killing.
We can. Well, no, we can't.
Make it so. I'm own franchise. Sure
that, and Patrick could act like Karan as the DM.
I guess I could.
Patrick as a DM would be disastrous.
Thanks.
He would definitely kill us all.
So I'm just going to let you guys know, after VoltCon, we are going to be sort of looking forward to holidays and everything coming up in November and December. But we are also looking forward to doing more Let's Voltron podcasts.
Hooray!
Woo!
So well, did you get the email this week,
we
Mark?
We can play rudimentary Monsters and Mana together.
Did you get my email, Mark? We have another potential guest lined up.
I wanted to give a preview of what we're looking forward to on Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast.
Yeah.
What's happening?
So go ahead, Greg.
Well, I reached out to Scott Toy Guru Knightlick, who was the brand manager of Masters of the Universe Classics and DC Universe Classics at Mattel for many years. He runs an independent consulting firm called Spectre Creative, I believe. And he was there at Matty Collector during the time when the Voltron items were made and released. Yep. The 23-inch Matty, it was the Classics Voltron, the Lions you could get with the figures, and the Blazing Sword Voltron. So it'll be fun to talk with him about that. Is that it up there?
All right.
And he was also there when the Voltron Force toys were being conceived, so we don't know exactly how much he knows about that, but we'll certainly find out. So
I had actually interviewed Scott Knightlick for when the Black Lion sold out in like 20 minutes or something like that.
Okay.
I remember. And I had posted that on Toon Barn. So, So that interview is one of the interviews out there that you can go look at for back when that was happening.
Nice.
Then we're going to have a brand new interview with Scott Knightlick here on the podcast.
Yeah, that'll be fun. He has a really good YouTube channel now where he talks about not just different items he's worked on from over the years at Mattel and beyond, but he's also talks about the process of getting toys in stores, why there are so many empty pegs at major retailers, why the pre-orders are so hard to get for certain things. He brings a real world industry perspective to it, which is really cool. So,
oh yeah.
Really good YouTube channel. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, speaking of YouTube channels, I just wanted to ask you guys, cause it just flew into my brain. I'm so sorry. Do you guys ever watch Toy Galaxy with Dan Larson?
Sometimes. Yeah.
I think I've seen one or two. One yet?
Has he done don't what? Remember. I haven't. I only check his channel out every now and then. I don't know.
Has he done what?
A Voltron one yet?
Oh, he's done Voltron on Toy Galaxy.
Has he done Voltron on Toy Galaxy?
Oh yeah, multiple ones. Yeah.
Okay.
You should interview him.
Okay.
Cool. Kevin and I like him.
Those guys are great.
Yeah.
That run Toy Galaxy.
Yep. Agreed.
Yep. So yeah, that'll be something to look forward to on our podcast. So we're looking forward to having him, and of course we're going, you know, back through all the episode reviews and everything, and you know, with a lot of those things coming up in 2021 with anniversaries and stuff like that, maybe we might be able to get some of the Voltron Force people that we haven't gotten yet.
Yes, ooh, that would be really nice.
And I also heard that coming up this Thursday on the Voltron Live show, the Voltron Store Live, is Jeremy Corey and Todd Garfield.
I have wanted us to be able to interview him for years. I'm glad somebody got a hold of him.
Yes. So we're still looking forward to that. Yeah.
Aww.
That's exciting.
Yep.
Yeah.
So with all of this, I have to get back to getting ready for my panels for VoltCon. So I have to close this up, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody that is joining us at VoltCon 2020. And I want to thank the organizers, Kevin.
Hey.
Thank you. And Savannah and Patrick and Louisana, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Let's go, VoltCon Force.
Yes.
I love it.
I think we were supposed to join in.
That's okay.
We didn't rehearse.
So,
we really do hope we see you there. Thank you. And thank you for having us.
Greg, guess what? We have a really special announcement to make.
Yes, we do. We heard from Jeff Trojan of Playmates Toys, and he had a special thing that he wanted us to pass along. What's that?
That's right. So if you thought in Christmas of 2020 that you weren't going to get anything new available from Voltron, you're wrong. There is a special re-release of the classic 80s Lions in the 5-pack suitcase from Playmates Toys. And these include the Black Lion with all those electronics that recognize the four other Lions.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Oh, and then, yes.
Yeah, as you attach the Lions, it responds in kind that, oh, yeah. Way to go, Blue Lion, you know, way to go, Blue,
yeah.
Green Lion, all that kind of stuff. And then
yes.
The Lions also come with you know, some armor and some spring-fired weapons. And we actually have a video of this that we're going to show at the end of this podcast. So as we're going out, after we say, you know, let's Voltron, make sure you stay on at the end and you'll see a quick video of that. We're also going to offer that video as its own thing on our YouTube channel. So I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us here for this podcast. And then also go out to our YouTube channel for Let's Voltron and check out this video all by itself. It's going to be available on Walmart.com on October 15th of 2020.
Yes.
Just in time for Christmas.
Woohoo!
It's at a great price and it's really limited. So make sure you get that. Act fast. Make sure you get that on Walmart.com.
Yeah, this is Walmart exclusive. We do not know the price. We do not know how limited, but Walmart exclusives typically sell very, very quickly. We've seen that with Star Wars items, Masters of the Universe Origins, which aren't even limited edition, are hard to find on retail shelves. Yes. The Hasbro Real Ghostbusters re-releases have been selling very well. Target exclusives with the Smuggler's Run Millennium Falcon sold very quickly. So we expect this to sell quickly. This is not just a re-release of the Voltron 84 Classic Legendary Lions. This is the first time they've been released in the United States in a single box set. Back in 2018-ish, Playmates Toys was planning to sell that box set as a Toys R Us exclusive in the US, as they had with the Voltron Legendary Defender versions. But when Toys R Us went bankrupt and disappeared from the US, the box set never reached our shelves. It was only available internationally, so that was very pricey for US-based collectors. Well, now you can get that box set through Walmart.com beginning October 15th.
Right, and please make sure that you only get the suitcase style, because right now they still do have all five of them together, but that's very pricey with all five of them together right now on Walmart.com.
Yeah, so here's the thing you got to keep in mind about Walmart. It's just like Amazon in the sense that they not only sell items that they themselves directly sell, they also sell from third parties. And so right now, a lot of the listings are third parties and they're being sold at aftermarket collector prices, some of which are insanely high. This box set will be sold directly from Walmart beginning October 15th. I don't believe the other lions are available directly from Walmart at this point. Keep your eyes peeled.
So here's the thing. Greg has a version of this 84 classic Voltron with the electronics that come from Black Lion and connectors that come from the other lions. So why don't you give a little preview of that?
Yeah, I'll do that. And so, and also if you've been following this, these had been re-released individually as a GameStop exclusive several months ago. But this one, again, will be the first time you can get them in a single box set. So here's the Black Lion, and it's quite large, and I can't get my left from my right when I'm here on this Zoom here. Uh-huh. So I apologize. But this is it. It's huge. It's significantly larger than, left and right suck. So there we go. It's got nice clicky joints. We actually reviewed this on the YouTube channel when it first came out at Mass Retail. So you could check out all the details there. This is the exact one that I reviewed on YouTube. Very quickly, there's a button on the side here of the Black Lion. And when you push it, the chest insignia lights up and you hear different sounds.
The galaxy is about to be secure. Form Voltron!
I think there are about 30 different sounds just for the lion by itself.
Form Voltron!
And,
they'll soon be defeated by Voltron, Defender of the Universe!
I mean, these are fun because they're not the original voice actors, but the impressions are very, very good. So that's kind of fun. Now, very quickly, I'll demonstrate the combination of the lions after I quickly show off the other four. So what I'm not showing you are all the little weapon attachments that you can get for these other lions that come with them. The red lion comes with a couple of snap-on weapons, and also, I believe, the blazing sword. The green lion has a few weapons. And they all the red, green, blue, and yellow lions also have jaw blades. The black one does not. But this one also comes with the spinning laser blade, which again, I don't have in front of me. Blue lion's got snap-on parts, you know, weapons and and red, green, blue, and yellow, in addition to the draw blades. One of the snap-on weapons is a spring-loaded projectile launcher, which is really cool. That was blue. Here's yellow.
And, of course, these all form a giant Voltron.
Yeah, 16 inches tall. So,
yep.
These are all plastic, no chrome, which, in my opinion, makes them a better toy than even the original Matchbox. I know that sounds like a cardinal sin to state,
but that's
my opinion. I know, but I love these as toys because you don't have to worry about chipping all the metal off or wearing down the chrome. They look really nice. Very poseable, much more poseable than the old ones used to be, and still are. I'm going to go very quickly form Voltron just to show you what they do if you're not already familiar with this toy. So every now and then I'm occasionally hitting the button on the side because I'm a klutz. But you transform it like so. You've probably seen this hundreds of times in the cartoon. But here we go. Hold up the legs.
36 seconds. That's how long it took on the cartoon.
In Voltron Force, yes. Okay, so here, I know I'm doing this out of order by forming the head right now, but hey, I'm supposed to wait till they're all connected. But there you go. Right. I mean, it's very impressive looking. I love the thing. All right, this is going to take just a couple minutes. Take the yellow lion, collapse the legs. I'm not going to make a drinking game this time about mentioning ratcheting joints. There you go.
I'm a leg.
Once again, I'll try to. Yes, I'm a leg. I'm a leg. I'm a leg. I'm a leg. That's a shake-ups thing.
Yes, that's a shake-up song.
Yep. Okay, so there's the other leg. I'll form the arms and put them all together. So yes, it transforms basically like most of the past ones have. Let's get this thing pushed in.
Can you tell Greg has done this before?
Oh, gosh. So I am not saying this. I know it's hard to believe when you're part of an official Voltron podcast. You think, are you a shill for everything with the Voltron brand on it? No. I legit love these things. They are my favorite toy, all-time favorite toy of the 80s Lion Force Voltron that doesn't hold action figures. So that gives me, lets me get away with Panache Place and Matty Collector and Trendmasters where they had the figures. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. You link one of these up and listen, and you'll see the little thing sound.
Blue Lion, coming in.
So isn't that neat? There are teeny little concealed buttons down here, right here, on each of the two legs. And as these connect, they press the buttons, and that's what makes the sound. And there are little buttons inside the arm sockets that work in the same way. So, and these are also keyed. So if you can't remember which leg blue and yellow go on, they only go on one way with this toy, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go with Hunk.
Yellow Lion, leaping into action.
Okay. So now I'll put the green lion on, and let's center it in. And then finally, let's connect them all together.
Ready to form Voltron. Activate interlock. Dynatherms connected. Infracells up. Mega thrusters are go. Form feet and legs. Form arms and body. And I'll form the head.
So there you go. It knows when you've connected each lion. It knows when they're all connected. And then at this point, when you start hitting that button on the side, it makes an altogether different set of sounds.
Hitch, talk to me. Are you hurt? No, I can handle it. We've got to hang on somehow. I trust you, Keith. Activate laser blades. We've got to hang on somehow.
And so it selects them randomly. So sometimes you'll hear the same sounds multiple times before you hear all of them.
Yeah.
And there's the switch for this. If you're crazy enough to think
that was some great teamwork.
Yeah. So Yeah. So, and when you disconnect them, they also make sounds, which is fun. But if you're one of those crazy grown-ups who doesn't like sound effects.
Peach, is that you? Where are you?
Okay. It thinks the green line is detached. That's what it was. That's what that was. This thing's a few years old.
Red line.
But anyway.
All systems, go.
So there's a switch on the back, and when you press it, there you go. Now he's silent again, and we're all good. So it's got really great articulation. I'm not going to go through all that. We did the YouTube video covering it. It's really, really neat. 16 inches tall, which is about 5 inches taller than the original Matchbox toy. It's nice. It's very nice display piece. It's fun to play with. And because it's a genuine toy, I don't feel bad getting a little bit rough with it. it doesn't cost $500 or anything.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun. We'll see what the price winds up being on Walmart.com, but the exclusive box set will be really cool, and the toy inside is pretty darn cool, too.
So you said it plays random phrases and sounds when you press the button, right?
Yes, yes.
It's over 50 of those, right?
Something like that, yeah, if I remember right. And it's now, really neat. So what's that?
What I was going to say is that, by the way, if you go to Alexa and you have an Alexa Echo or Dot or Show or any of those, you can say, Alexa, open Let's Voltron, and you can get more than 75 different phrases
from all the different
Voltrons.
Yes, made by one, the one and only Mark Morrell, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's happening October 15th. I really love this thing. And I will tell you, and again, I have bought more of these things than I care to admit. I was, I sort of hoarded these things when they came out at mass retail. But I, if I possibly can, I will be picking up one of the box sets because I love it. It's awesome.
It's a suitcase.
Yes.
So, yes, we're really looking forward to this re-release of the Walmart.com exclusive Classic 84 Lion set. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yes, so, absolutely. And thanks again, Jeff Trojan, for telling us about this.
Yes. Thank you, Playmates Toys.
I haven't heard this anywhere yet. Yeah. Thanks for the info. Are we done, Mark? We have anything else to cover?
No, just reminding everybody that at the end of this podcast, we're going to play a little video. And then, of course, you can go on our YouTube channel. You can check out Greg's review of that same toy from back when we did it the first time it came out. And also to see this new video that came out with Playmates Toys for this special re-release.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Thanks
again. Yes. So we look forward to seeing everybody at VoltCon. And of course, we'll see you all next time on
Let's Voltron.
Yeah, there you go.
The official Voltron podcast.